Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Down like that. It is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show and on this 25th of July, and I'm feeling like a real man should, and I'm hoping y'all feel like real men and women should also. Oh, let me see something. Let me be the one. Yeah, we're gonna let it play a little bit longer. As I explain to y'all what we're talking about this morning. So yeah, like I said, there may be times in your life where you don't know or you are not aware of the impact that you have on somebody's life. You know, sometimes you have to be told or shown how special you are to somebody. And this is bigger than somebody telling you that they love you or that they care about you. But you may not know how much you have helped somebody in your life. I mean, I'm sorry. You may not know how much you have helped somebody in their lives. And a lot of times you may be helping somebody that you aren't even trying to help. Sometimes the people that you are proactively trying to help, trying to push ahead, trying to assist, trying to improve, trying to get where they want to be, those are the ones that really can't see. But sometimes the side that really get a lot of the things that you're trying to say. I think that you have to worry about your words and make sure that you still raise up the nerves. But seriously, sometimes it's the person on the side. Sometimes it's the person on the side. Sometimes it's the person eavesdropping. Sometimes it's that person on the third, on the three-way line that got clicked in, that was told not to say nothing on the phone. Sometimes those are the ones that are impacted the most by the things that you do, the things that you say, and the way that you are. Have you ever had somebody come back and tell you how special you were to them, and you never even really had a conversation with them? They just came back and told you how they used to observe you and how they copied your style just a little bit, but they really were inspired and touched by your presence. Yeah, we're going to talk about that today, because you never really know what's going on in the minds of people that are looking at you from afar. Well, they may be close to you, but you didn't even know that they were who you're talking to. We'll get into that. Urban Therapy with Son. This is what we're talking about. Why you feel like why sometimes you feel like you never mattered in this world. Like they ain't worried about you. They ain't worried about me. They never even noticed me. That's because they just never said nothing to you. It don't mean that they didn't feel the force, baby. Sometimes the most popular people aren't the ones who make the greatest impact. And I know it sounds crazy to even think like that, but that's a fact, huh? So we're going to get into that today. And we do it the Urban Therapy with Son way. And it's going down. Yes, it's going down. Let's talk about it right now. Emily Dunlap is in the house. And bow, she's about to turn it out. I'm glad that you came out. Glad you came on through. And it's always a pleasure for me to see you. And T. Carrie Wright is morning, noon, and night. Glad to have my peoples going right in sight. And you come through every day. And don't think I don't appreciate you doing it that way. And my girl, Robin Ming, my big sis, doing the thing. She's something like a queen for a king. So I like to pay homage right now, because since like 2014, you've been down. And I appreciate me some you. And I'm always glad to see me some you. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single weekend from 11 a.m. till around 12:30-ish. And the reason that we say 12:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday. This is the day where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own behavior to see how the universe projects us into this world and this thing called life, and try to figure out how we live this thing. We play on the monkey bars and in the sandbox, push each other up the sliding board and on the swings. We just try to have a good time with each other, man. I am your host, Son 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Son show, and I am so blessed and honored to be in your presence, to be able to sit up in here and talk to y'all for a little while. We're going to do just that today on the Urban Therapy with Son show. We are talking about, inquiring about, why we feel like we never mattered in this world. Have you been through the things that I was talking about in the preamble, as my dad used to say? He used to be like, my preamble. We young folks call it the intro. But in my preamble, I was talking about how you never know how you affect somebody. You may be around children and never know how you affected the children that you are around. You may never know. You may never be put on until you really start thinking about, remember, if you've ever had the chance to see some of your old teachers from first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, and those teachers that you had in your early development stages in your life, they were so instrumental in laying the building blocks of your personality, of your education, of your knowledge base, of your perspective. And if you had a chance to see those old teachers after you became a teenager, you know, like from the time that you're like 6 years old to the time that you're like 16 years old, that's a major chunk of your young life. So you might be thinking like, yo, you know, like you be feeling like you've lived your whole life, and it isn't true. You find out later on after you have some more significant years up under you how, you know, 10 years of your life ain't a long time. But at that time, when you saw your old teachers, when you saw your teachers from the first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, we're talking about elementary school days, and you see them when you are a teenager, 16, 17, 18, maybe even after you got in your 20s, if they're still around. And you may have told them like, yo, man, you know, I used to love being in your class. You were so nice. You were the best teacher I ever had. You used to take us on trips. You gave us your phone number to your house when we were little. We were able to call you. You called us. You know, like teachers back in the day did really, really unorthodox things that we would never dream of today. Like, I don't think that a teacher nowadays would ever give a student their home phone number and have them call them. All kinds of investigations would probably be going on now. But I remember back when I was in first grade, second grade, third grade, teachers would take some of the students to their homes. I remember that shit. Miss Brown lives here, and I know because she took us here. We've been in her house. We ate the apple butter. She introduced us to things. She introduced us to her kids. We were like her kids. She was so nice. That kind of shit. And I don't know if Miss Brown realized what she was giving to the world. Teachers are probably aware of the impact that they have to the youth of today. But they may not be fully aware of what they meant to each individual or to a particular young person. They may not know. Teachers may be doing their thing as educators to the point where it's just a job to them, and they don't realize how that job impacted students. They may not have known how some students were working so hard to impress some of those teachers, how they were working so hard for those teachers to be proud of them. Those teachers didn't always know. You had a classroom, 20 or 30 students. You don't know. You don't always know. Later on, when those students may see you out there and confront you, hey, Miss Brown, hey, how you doing? Yo, man, I loved you so much. You, man, you know, I wish all of my teachers after you were anything like you, because you taught us so much, and you were so you were such a good instructor, and you were just so patient with us, and we were so crazy, and we was bad, and we was blah 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 blah. But you got me, and you don't even know what was going on in my life at the time, and my, you know, at the time my mom was sick, or my dad died, or you know, my uncle went to jail, or my brother was hurt, and you just don't know. You just don't know. So while you're just doing your regular thing and teaching and helping and whatever it is that you do, you may be, as the ignorant people say, conversating. You was just conversating with somebody. And somebody heard the conversation that you was conversating with somebody. And they was getting more out of what you was conversating about than the person that you were talking to. You don't know that you mattered in that person's life. You didn't know. You didn't know until they came back and put you on. But then you realize, like, damn, I didn't know it was like that. Yeah, it was like that. And the same thing can happen if you are a bad person, an evil person, a person who insults people all the time, a person who treats people like second rate. What's going on, Stacey White, over on the Instagram side? Good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming on by. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Glad you came on through. You know how we do, and I'm glad that you're part of the DG Urban Therapy Sun crew. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. But, yeah, you just never know how your words, how your actions may impact somebody else, how they may hurt somebody else. Other day, I was once again reminded about the way that I affect some people, the way that my personality or the things that I say either really, really help to inspire some people or really, really hurt somebody's feelings. So I have to be careful. So I'm kind of aware of the impact that I have on certain people, but I sometimes get lost. I lose my way. I don't understand. I don't know. Sometimes when I'm defending myself, I'm offending somebody else. And they don't even know that I'm defending myself because they don't know that I've been offended. They don't know. They don't know. So I have to be careful. You may be in a position where you need to be careful too, but you may not know that. You understand what I mean? So it's a tough situation to be in, but it's a situation that many of us find ourselves in. And we got to be careful. We got to be careful about the way that we talk to children, the way that we talk to seniors, the way that we talk to, or should I say the elderly? Because all seniors ain't elderly. Yeah, all seniors ain't elderly. Or is it all elderly ain't seniors? I guess when we talk about the elderly, we're normally talking about somebody that's old. Well, all to be a senior, you have to be 62 years old now to qualify for senior benefits, partial. But you may not be an old person at 62. You may not be an old person at 65, 66, 67. Some people are 70 years old. They ain't old. They're old to a 20-year-old, maybe a 30, 40, or maybe a 50-year-old. But still have that spry spirit. They still are alive, well, and kicking. You know, they still got that. They still got a lot of life in them. That was my dad. That was my dad. He was always younger than everybody at his age. And I don't mean in maturity or knowledge or wisdom. He was far ahead of people in that. But his spirit was youthful. And he took good care of himself. So he had a great impact on people. He really, really did. I don't know if he knew. But he did. He did. So we got to watch ourselves. And that was one thing he always impressed upon me. He always told me, yo, do it like the cameras are on you because they are. Do it like the cameras never turn off because they don't. Somebody is always watching you. Somebody is always listening. Somebody is always observing you to try to see how many chinks in the armor you have or how well or how serious you are. You understand what I mean? Do you underdig? So that's what we talk about this morning on the DG Show. Oh, 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 oh. And that's the way you go. Oh, 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 oh. Carol Chamberlain says, I used to run into my favorite teacher until a few years ago. Funny, she always remembered me from fourth grade and hugged me. Wow, wow. Just a few years ago? Because, you know, you got to think about how much older some of our you know, younger grade teachers were than us. Some of them weren't that much older than us. Like, let's say you come out of college at age 23, 24. You start teaching at age 23, 24, or whatever. And, you know, so you teaching, let's say, 10-year-olds.
So you're really only 12 years older than them. Then again, you may have been a veteran teacher where you were already like 35, 40 years old, you know, and you're still teaching young kids. So you were significantly older than them. So you may not have had a whole lot of years to still be around as they grew up, but you never know. Some of these teachers be getting old. Wow, she remembered you from the fourth grade and hugged you. Yeah, there's nothing like, oh, and by the way, Carol, you know how sometimes teachers that you had back in the day, they'll tell you how you inspired them to keep teaching. Sometimes they tell you, like, you know, you were such a bright student, or you were so friendly, you were so full of life, you were a fun kid, you know, you made teaching fun. You made teaching easy. You had a way with the other students in the class that made it a pleasure to come to work every day. You never know. So you running around here thinking that nobody don't give a shit about you, or nobody really cares about what you have done and what you're trying to bring to the table, what you have done for this world and stuff like that. And you may be dealing with people who think that you were just the salt of the earth or the best thing since sliced bread. You never know. So the same way that you can have an impact, a strong impact on a younger person, you may have an impact on an older person too. You might have been keeping somebody else young. You may have been keeping an older person young by being who you were. You just never know. Narcel says, I surprised the teacher with a phone call about a question concerning an assignment near final exams. She cool regardless. What up, everyone? That's what's up, man. Thank you all for sharing the show and everything. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Ansel Jones says, I bowl with a lot of people in their 60s. They were more active than a lot of people. That's what's up. Robbie Ming says, older adults have more wisdom, knowledge, and experience in life. I think that's true. Narcel says, I'm so cool with this young lady in her 20s where I'm big cuz. She's one of the nicest people you want to meet. But piss her off, the filter goes away. I hear that. She ain't one to play with. Carol says, at Sun. Yes, they will. She always says she always enjoyed me being in her class. You just never know. April Cox. Abril Cox. Abril, what's going on, Abril? My fourth grade teacher, who was white, she stayed after school with me to teach me about math. That's what's up. I'm sorry. That was Robin Ming who said that. April Cox says, do we even matter? 100 years will be forgotten unless you're an A-list actor, musician, etc. I don't think so. I don't think so, April. And that's what we're talking about today, because we often do feel like we're nothing but a name and a number, and we're insignificant in this world. And that's not true. Just because you're not rocking the house with 20,000 people screaming and yelling your name and singing your songs, or just because you haven't brought millions of people into the box office or anything like that, it doesn't mean that you haven't had an impact. A lot of times those actors and entertainers, a lot of times they have an impact because of their multimedia capabilities. But what have they really given you? You know, depending on where your head is, they might be just another actor, just another singer or whatever. Then again, there are people who may feel like they really knew those actors or those entertainers or whatever, singers and performers. But when you really think about the people who have had the greatest impact in your life, it's probably not going to be Tom Cruise. It's probably not going to be Eddie Van Halen. It's probably not going to be Michael Jackson because we didn't know them. The people who had the greatest impact in our lives are the people who were there in our lives, the ones who inspired us or forced us to make decisions about which way to go, what to do, how to be. So, yeah, you do matter, especially if you have children. You absolutely matter. 100 years, you may have grandchildren. You may have great-grandchildren, whatever. But nonetheless, you pass on your energy to whoever you interact with. Whoever is in your space, in your environmental space, is impacted by whatever you say, whatever you do, because you make people think. For example, April, you're a musician, a very good one, very talented one, I might add. But when I was listening to you perform, I said, damn, this chick got it. This is good shit. I'm impacted. If I share your music with somebody else and they like it, and then they share it with somebody else that they like, and those shares keep going, you don't know. You just don't know. Like, there are plenty of times I get pissed off about, or not pissed off, but I get discouraged about the little bit of views that this show gets, because I think thousands of people should be listening to this shit. That's how I feel. But nonetheless, I may not be aware of the impact that I have on anybody who does watch it. It's not always the most popular people that are the most impactful. Sometimes it's the little bit of people or the small circle of people that you have such an influence on. On the negative side, Charles Manson didn't have a lot of people. He didn't have a lot of followers. Not at all. But look what his little bit of followers did for him. Or should I say, look what they did, period. They did things that the world will never forget. They made an impact in this world, albeit negative, that will never be forgotten. Never, ever. They will live in infamy. They will live in infinite infamy. April Cox says, do an English accent. I would, but that's not really my forte. The English thing? Now, when I've gone to England, or should I say when I went to England, it was a lot easier to do it. Maybe it's because everybody's around or whatever. As soon as I got back to the States, I didn't feel like I could do it. But anyway, she says we're taxpayers, nothing more. I don't know. Carol says, April, not really. I hope my family members continue to live the lessons I may have taught them and pass it on to each generation. Robbie says, Carol, that's how we learn from generation to generation, passed down so our kids will know. Carol says, Robin, I can only hope that I have something positive, that I leave something positive to my friends too. And she says, maybe when they think of me, they will smile and say she was my friend. Sounds like an impact to me. But you don't know, Carol, you don't know how hard they will smile. You don't know how deeply you may have reached the person. You don't know what direction that they feel their lives were going in before you may have come along and touched them in the way that you touched them. You just don't know until somebody puts you on about how you may have touched them. You may not know. You just may not know. So hopefully when somebody lets you know how much you have impacted their lives, hopefully it will encourage you to try to keep doing the right thing. Keep pressing on. I mean, it ain't always easy. It ain't always easy. But these are the kind of things that make us think that we never mattered. Only because, I ain't gonna say only because, but one of the reasons is because you may be an ambitious person. You may really be trying to make your mark somewhere in life. Not everybody wants to be famous, but I think everybody wants to feel like they have mattered. Everyone wants to be an individual and not just a number or invisible. You know, people want to feel like they have mattered in this world or that they have done something. And when people make you feel or they are, when they inform you that, yeah, hell yeah, you definitely, definitely made an impact in my life. Now, we may not always make the type of impact that we want to make because some of our ideas may be a little lofty. Some of our ambitious goals may be a little unrealistic, but it doesn't mean that you haven't done anything. And it doesn't mean that no one is going to remember you. Have you ever been surprised that somebody remembered you from somewhere? You know, have you ever seen somebody on the street or, you know, at a function or gathering or, you know, just randomly at a store or something like that? And they'd be like, oh, I remember you. You played first seat. You played first chair in the band, in my school band. They might, they have went to your school and you ain't even know. You didn't notice them or remember them, but they sure remembered you. You played first chair clarinet. Damn. Who remembers the clarinet player? Who remembers? You play first chair recorder. Recorder? Yeah, recorder. Flute. I always thought of... Hold on. Yeah. What's up, man? I'm coming over there. I'll be over there like about 1 o'clock.
Over where?
At Ginger's.
We won't be there.
Where y'all gonna be?
We're gonna see Uncle Danny.
Y'all gonna go see Uncle Dennis?
Danny. My mom's sister.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, when y'all going? Or when y'all gonna be back?
I don't know. We're gonna have lunch there and see them. I'm not staying here at the house either.
Okay. Well, look.
There's nowhere for me to stay. So.
All right. Check this out. I'll be there at 1, but I'll be there for a while because I'm supposed to have somebody come look at the car. So I'll be there for a minute. So I'll call you and see where y'all at with it. We'll meet up some kind of way.
Yeah, I'd love to see you a little bit. Okay.
All right, that's what's up.
Okay.
All right, holla back at you. Yeah, so I guess y'all know where I'll be today. So anyway, yeah. Somebody might have remembered you playing in a band, playing on a sports team, you being in the spelling bee. You just never know. Sometimes people remember you on this show right here. Remember Yvette Stokes when Yvette Stokes was coming through? I remembered her. She remembered me. We was in what, first or second grade together, whatever, and no other grades were we ever in each other's classrooms. And we didn't go to the same schools throughout, like from elementary school on to high school. We didn't go to the same schools, and we never hung out with each other. We never hung out with each other, but we remembered each other all the way back then. All the way back then. Here we are, 50 years old. Like, wow, look, you doing this. Oh, look at you, you doing that. You just never know. No, we need to check up on Yvette. We haven't seen her in a minute. It's been a few months, right? It's been a few months. See what Miss Stokes is up to. But anyway, make sure she all right. Most importantly, make sure she all right. We got to make sure Cats is okay out here. But yeah, man, it's you just never know the impact that you have on somebody. You never know how much you may have affected somebody out there at any point in your life. People remember what you do. And that's why I always say that it's important to make sure that you can stand by the things that you do. That's the reason I've never sold drugs. People never forget who they bought drugs from. They never forget them. The same way as people never forget, like people who sold drugs never forget who they sold drugs to. Oh, yeah, I remember him. I remember her. Yeah, she running for mayor nowadays, but she was a crackhead back in the day. She used to get high. She running for this office, that office, trying to get herself together, trying to be all on a high horse, telling somebody what they should do and what they shouldn't do in their lives. She ain't nothing but old crackhead to me, giving out blowjobs for $5. I'm like, giving out blowjobs for $5? If you pay $5, if somebody got to pay you $5, that's not giving. That's a sale. That's a sale. It's commerce. Selling ass. Oral ass. You just sold some oral ass. Stop saying. I would like to say people never forget who they have sex with, but that is not true. That is not true. That is so not true. And how crazy is that for it not to be true? Okay. Carol says, as son, absolutely. You have, hold on. Somebody's knocking at my door. Somebody's knocking at my door. Somebody's ringing my bell. Somebody's knocking at my door. Somebody's ringing my bell. Come on over. Open the door and let yourself in. Absolutely. You have shared a lot of wisdom, and I appreciate you for that along with the laughs. Well, I appreciate you saying that. Get down, cat. Stop scratching my shit. Putting holes in my clothes. Ansel says, 90% of people in basic training of any branch of service want to blend in. Standing out and bringing attention wasn't in my playbook. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, people don't forget who stole drugs. Later on, you trying to make a change in your life and, you know, you trying to do better in the community and all of that, and you want people to forget that you stole drugs. Well, the people who you sold drugs to will never forget. And you can best believe that you had an impact on their lives. And later on, when you trying to do good and put your past behind you, you can best believe that past is going to come up. You better get ahead of it before they do. You better get your mention on before they do. Because believe me, if you sell drugs or if you use drugs, whoever you used or sold to, whoever you used with or sold to ain't going to forget you. You definitely made an impact on their lives. So it's a good thing to conduct yourself as such. I want to take some time out to talk about when people overstate their importance in people's lives. Like, instead of thinking that you haven't mattered in this world, instead of feeling like you haven't made any type of impact in this world, what about the people who think that they have done everything in this world? Like, you know, they acting like they done been Jesus. They done been Jesus to this world. They been like Jesus. You know, so they'll tell you how much they've done and how great they were and how nobody was doing this until they came along and did it and how special they are and how they changed the game and they invented new things and they are just the greatest thing that God has put on this earth since the aloe vera plant. I don't know, whatever. But why do people feel the need to do that? Why do some people feel the need to get all crazy and arrogant? Why do people feel the need to be bragging? Why do people do that? And we've all seen people do it. We've all known people who have done it. What's up with that? The funny thing about it is, insecure people are the ones who normally try to bring attention to the things that they have done. It's normally the insecure people, people who don't think that much of themselves, who want to act like they are just the best thing that happened since the internet. And they may tell you that after they're gone or after they're not messing around with you anymore or after they leave, that you're going to be permanently handicapped. After they go, when they die or whatever, I don't know what y'all going to do. I guess y'all steal the rest of the stuff from me that y'all been stealing, or y'all just copy me, or whatever. That's what some of them will try to tell you. It's interesting. It's interesting that they would try to take that angle, and many people take that angle. And of course, I've never seen people take that angle, and people agree with them. Like, yeah, I don't know what we're going to do when you leave. When you die, it might stop time. They might as well put the world on hold. Pause the world. Can we move now? Nah. Such and such left. Oh, okay. Carol says, it's okay to think highly of yourself, but bragging is not okay. Narcel says, I was the one that this and that. Look at me. Rap is like a circus, a lot of games, a lot of suckers with colorful names. I'm so-and-so, I'm this, I'm that. But they all just whick, whick, whack. Shout out to Chris. Chris Parker, KRS-One. KRS-One and Boogie Down Production will always get paid. We'll take the wackest songs and make it better. But yeah, sometimes when people just don't get the attention that they need, they will try to make themselves seem a little bit more important than they may have been. Or they may try to make it look like they've had a greater impact than they may have had. It happens. It happens. More than likely, those people need that attention. They need that validation. They need that confirmation that they matter. Parents have done this plenty of times. You know how, like, the other day we were talking about spoiled brat parents? Well, sometimes some parents may be like, I don't know what y'all going to do after I die because y'all ain't learned how to take care of yourself and y'all ain't learned how to do this and that and y'all ain't learned how to, and y'all don't seem to want to learn how to, and y'all can't do it and y'all don't even live and y'all want to, and I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what y'all going to do. I've heard parents do it. You've heard parents do it. It may have been your parents. It may have been my parents. Even though life goes on, no matter what, the world don't stop just because people are born and die out of it. Life definitely goes on. But the people who have an impact on you and the impact that you make on other people will decide for some people which direction that life will go on into, towards. Robbie Mink says, Omar, you know, I appreciate you. Even the words of comfort, that meant a lot to me. As I always say to you, I appreciate you. And I appreciate you back. It feels so good appreciating somebody and somebody appreciates you back. It feels so nice. Well, you never know. Robbie Mink says, I'm not a person who likes to be in the limelight. And you don't have to be. You don't have to be in the limelight. But some people need it. They need for all of their accomplishments to be acknowledged by anyone. A lot of times it ain't even their accomplishments, you know. When you have people who have a thirst for attention on such a high level, levels that maybe no one could achieve. But nonetheless, their expectations are through the roof. High. Carol says, your actions speak for themselves. You don't have to adhere. You don't have to advertise it. Yeah. Whether you say something or whether you do something, somebody is going to be listening and somebody is going to be receiving. So feeling like you've never mattered in this world, that's not acceptable. But also acting like you're the only thing that matters in this world, that's not acceptable either. We need a healthy balance. Now, the times in y'all lives when y'all have felt like y'all didn't matter or that it wouldn't matter if you were here or if you were gone or nobody seems to want to give you your props, how do you make it past those times? How do you see those situations through? Are we just depressed? Are we just sad? Are we just resentful? Are we invisible? Remember when 45 kept trying to say that Barack Obama wasn't from the United States, and he was saying that nobody from Colombia remembered him and all that kind of, like, what are you talking about? How are you going to say that nobody remembers somebody else? How do you know what they remember? You know, politicians be saying crazy shit like, I misremembered. How do you misremember something? Like, y'all just making up words. I misremembered. Well, did you miss the remember? I see you misremembered, but did you miss the remember? Are they married? Sincerely, T, thanks for coming on through. Thanks for being down with me. I appreciate you. Yeah. They misremembered. Misremembered. You know, cats acting like they don't recognize. They not recognizing. You need to recognize and realize. You need to recognize and realize. But, yeah. I don't see anything wrong with wanting your accolades. I don't see anything wrong with wanting your props on certain things. I don't know if that has too much to do with other people's impact on you or your impact on other people. One thing is for sure, if you're a crybaby, you're going to have an impact on other people. No way around that. If you're a crybaby, you're going to have an impact on people. The same way as if you brag all the time, you're going to have an impact on people. And crying and bragging may not be the type of impact that you're looking for or the type of impact that you may be trying to give off. But it's an impact nonetheless. It's impactful. It's impactful. Yeah. Yeah. Why would we think we don't matter? Why would you think you don't matter? Why would you think that you haven't moved the needle even a little bit? Why would you think that? Sometimes we get in our own little personal funk. We get into an emotional funk. Or have you ever gotten sick or needed help and nobody else seemed to help you? Or nobody else seemed to want to help you? Remember that time? That time you had that medical condition and it was serious? And coming out of it, you were saying that now I know who my real friends are. I know who the people who really care about me are. Now I know. Now I know. It may not have been as clear to you before. Narcissus says, P.S., y'all matter. I agree. Ansel says, continues to hear it often, will do that. Robbie Ming says, when you do things from the heart, you shouldn't want props. I don't know, Rob, because I think that some of the things that you do should warrant an acknowledgement. Like if you make it possible for some people to live better, I don't see anything wrong with being acknowledged for that. I don't see anything wrong with that. Far too often, you make a really big impact or you make a really big impact on people, or you do something for somebody to the point where you have basically given them new life, but they don't want to pay any type of homage. They don't want to acknowledge what you brought to the table. You know, they saying stuff like, "Nah, I had that since I was born. I was born with that." Any of you ever give somebody a car or buy a car for somebody? Buying a car or giving a car to somebody is a life lesson. You will learn something if you give somebody a car or you buy somebody a car. You're going to learn some things. Surely, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Ma? Carol Timberley says, "No, I co-signed for one though. That's as bad as giving somebody a car, because when you give somebody a big ticket item like a car, you're giving them transportation. You're giving them convenience. You're giving them a way to live, a way to transport, a way to be there when other times you may not have had a chance to be there. It's worth something. It's definitely worth something. But some people will make it sound like, you gave me that little car and all of that. It was a piece of shit. It wasn't nothing but a lemon." A car that somebody gives you is not a lemon. It's only a lemon when you buy the car. If you got the car just from simply wanting the car or asking for the car or feeling entitled to the car, I think that's worse than acknowledgement. I definitely think that it's an acknowledgement. Carol says that she co-signed for a car before. Shoot. That's a big commitment. That's when your credit is right there on the line. Right there on the line. It's on blast. It's there for everybody to see. They mess up these car payments, they're going to mess up everything for you. They're going to mess up everything for you. Personally, unless you really knew that you could trust the person in situations like this because you were able to test it sometime before, I wouldn't suggest you buy somebody a car. Unless you want to hurry up, quick, fast, and in a hurry, and put it in their name. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Quick, fast. But yeah, you give somebody a car, see what happens. You let somebody live in your house for free, see what happens. Now, many of y'all have done that. Let somebody stay in your crib for free, a family member, a friend of yours, a boarder, a tenant. Yeah. You let somebody stay in your crib. Is it going to be sweet like that? You know it ain't. You're going to have to adjust to the way that they live, the things that they like, the things that they feel are important. You may have to share a bathroom, so you're going to have to be patient and wait. You may get yourself into reckless situations, drugs, alcohol, or have to deal with somebody who is struggling with those addictions, drugs and alcohol. And trying to adjust to the way to what people think is right versus what you think is right. You know what I mean? When somebody lives with you and they start rearranging things. Yeah. Later on, some selfish, ungrateful people will come along and say, oh, yeah, I stayed with you for a little while, but that wasn't about nothing. Act like you ain't had no impact on their lives. Well, where was you going to stay at? Because I ain't let you stay at my crib just because I needed the money. You may have been doing it exactly for them. Or in another case where you may have been letting somebody stay with you. Hold on. Yeah. We talking about the impact that you may have had on somebody's life. By the way, what's up, Rita Red? Rita, what's going on, Rita? It's good to see me some you. Here's one scenario that I'm glad I didn't forget all the way, but that, yeah, we definitely need to talk about. When you take interest in children's lives, yeah, I'm taking it back to kids, but first we was talking about in school. Now I'm talking about your nieces. I'm talking about your nephews. I'm talking about your godchildren. I'm talking about any children that lived around your way where you grew up or where they grew up, and how later on, like your brothers and or your sisters may tell you how they remember when you used to take them here and there, and how you took such an interest in them, and how much fun you were. You may not know, you know, shit. They was just little kids. You was just giving them a chance and letting them hang out. But the impact that it had on them, wherever y'all went, the impact that it had on them, it may have been great. It may have been just what the doctor ordered at that time. So you don't know. But those kids that you forgot about, you may have done nothing but take them to Great Adventure or another Six Flags amusement park. You took them to Great Adventure and let them run wild and all that kind of stuff. You ain't know that was the only freedom that they ever had. They used to have to sit on the steps all the time, or they couldn't go out and play. And you letting them run wild in a big, giant amusement park, talking about, all right, we're going to meet at the picnic area, in the picnic area at 2 o'clock, so make sure y'all here and make sure y'all don't be late. You may not have realized how having that freedom to just go get on rides and have fun and gallivant around the park, you may not have realized how much of an impact that had on those young people, how much fun it was, how much it made them feel like an adult. So you putting your trust and letting them just go ahead and spread their wings and stretch their legs and run wild and free, you may not have known how badly they needed that. You may not have known. But those kids will put you on later, when you thinking that you never mattered or you don't matter. And they letting you know that, shoot, there were times where you were the only thing that mattered. You may have been the only adult that they listened to, the only one that they felt was concerned about them in any way. That may have been you and nobody else. And you just finding out after thinking, oh, nobody care about me. If I die today, ain't nobody going to remember me. Ain't nobody going to mourn for me. Ain't nobody going to cry for me. Ain't nobody going to sing for me. Ain't nobody going to read my eulogy. Ain't nobody going to be there for me. All right. Emily says, I'm sorry. Carol Chamberlain says, but they paid faithfully, so I can't compromise. I mean, I'm sorry, I can't complain. The best part was they went on to establish themselves so they can, oh, get theirs on their own. Okay. She also says, Cat also says, I raised this one so they knew what was expected. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm definitely on your side. Absolutely. Impact. You may have planted seeds, literally planted seeds in a garden. Inspire somebody to plant, to start doing gardening. You may have dressed in a certain type of way that showed your style, class, and individuality. Individuals can show other individuals how to be individuals. And that may have been something that happened. It might was, but yeah. So, yeah, once again, children will come back and tell you what happened as far as what they thought about you and whether they liked you or not, or or whether they followed the example that you set for them or not. Impact. Had an impact. You ain't have to brag. You ain't have to boast. You didn't have to scream to the hilltops what you've done and what you ain't going to do no more. I'm one of those people on Facebook who always talking about how they about to clear their friends list for people who aren't active on their pages or... I remember one time I saw this chick, one of my friends on Facebook. She said that she was deleting a bunch of people because they don't be liking her posts and pictures and stuff like that. You know, like, I mean, think about it. You ain't like none of my pictures. You don't like my posts. So I'm deleting you. The requirement for me being your Facebook friend is you got to come by my page on a regular basis and press the like button on a post. You think those people expect to make an impact in somebody's life? In somebody's life? If I had to bet money, I would probably be leaning more towards, I think so. I really do think so. It's one of those things. An impact. Make an impact. Yeah, some of my Facebook friends be on that bullshit. So, yeah, the people who make announcements like that, they think that they are more important in people's lives than they really are. And it's hard for them to accept that. Very, very hard, as I can see. As I see it. I wonder if a non-human could show a human being what impact they had on their lives. Like, can a dog, can a pet, can if you work with animals, can the impact that you I mean, can the things that you do with animals, can the animals show you what an impact you had? Y'all think so? I'm asking, not telling. Carol Chamberlain says, I get calls and texts daily from that one just to say they love and appreciate me. That's what's up. Can an animal show a human being how much they impacted their lives? Well, dogs reinforce their appreciation all the time, all that wagging and jumping up on you. You know how nobody can be as happy to see a person as a dog can. That is unmatched. You know, they be jumping up and down, and I've seen videos with the dog crying like, oh my God, woof, 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 woof. It was the craziest thing. Yeah, it's hard to match a dog's love for their master. It's hard to match it. That's why so many people consider a dog to be part of the family instead of a pet. Part of the family. If they can make it to age 16, then I'll accept it. You know, dogs be checking out a little early. 12, 13 years old. I mean, well, nonetheless. Oh, you know what? I meant to tell y'all. Y'all can call into the show. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said 319-527-6199. If y'all want to call in, it's a little late. We're about to do these birthday shout-outs, and then we're going to get on up out of here. Y'all already know what I got to do. So we're going to see about it, talk about it, be about it. We, let me see. Okay. We still good. We good. All right. Okay. All right. Let's see. Uh-oh. Almost dropped the phone on the cat's head. She don't want that. I know you don't want that, kitty. No. Okay. All right. Good shit. All right. Let's do this. Let's do this, son. All right. I said, all right. Okay. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. July 25th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Kimberly Miller. 250 years old today, 71 baby. And also Chuma Akil Jahi Watson turning 35 years old today. And Modeline Aristide turning 35 years old today. And Shea Brown, Brown, turning 42 years old today. And Ovida Consuelo turning 43 years old today. And Stephanie McIntyre, no relation, but she a Leo, relation. And she's raising money for No Kid Hungry. Happy birthday to you, Stephanie. Actually, Stephanie is my cousin. Yeah, it's my girl right here, Steph. Happy birthday to you. Okay, relation. Okay. And Melba Richburg turning 49 years old today. And Shalisa Chills Conway. Happy birthday to you, Shalisa Chills Conway. And Lanique Washington turning 43 years old today. And Norman Basil Anderson, my man, turning 53 years old today. And Adrian Covington turning 50 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Adrian. And my man, Rashid Bethel, state brother. Happy birthday to you. And last but absolutely not least, my girl, Pamela Johnson Lee. Pamela, how could you? You know, she's a go-getter. She supports this show to the fullest. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious July 25th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen to me. I need you to listen to me. You matter in this world. You have an impact on people in this world. Your name, your impact, your legacy will live on. It will live on through the people that you have impacted. It will live on through the people that you have helped. It will live on to the people that you have inspired. It will live on through the people who knew you, felt something about you, your spirit, your soul, your love, your peace. You know. Robbie Mink says, yes, animals do make an impact. I hear that. Yeah. Don't get into thinking that nobody cares about you, nobody likes you, or whatever. Those are all just little, you know, those are things we do when we're pouting because we're not getting our way. Not all of us do it because of that, but that has a lot to do with us feeling like nobody cares. Nobody cares. I'm reaching out. Nobody's reaching back. Nobody cares. Well, it's not true. And it's going to be all right for you, too. I want y'all to have a great day today. I want y'all to have a spectacular day today. Stupendous. Absolutely great. Marvelous. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all back to life. And we will be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, on the Daily Go Get-Emism show. So make sure y'all come through, slide through. So Blog Talk, we're going to get on up out of here. Peace, Blog Talk. I say how.